This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Henry Louis Gates called winning a Pulitzer entering an aristocracy of excellence. A little under an hour ago, a new set of journalists, writers, and thinkers were inducted into that aristocracy as Columbia University announced the 2006 winners. Among them were the Times-Picayune of New Orleans and the Sun-Herald of Gulfport, Mississippi. They shared the Pulitzer Prize for public service. Also, the Washington Post's Dana Priest won for beat reporting and her coverage on secret prisons. And Robin Givhan of the Post as well for her criticism in fashion coverage. In lieu of reaching this year's winners in the first few minutes of their glee, we've reached two of last year's winners to hear about where they were when they heard that their names were forever to be preceded by the phrase Pulitzer Prize winner. Nick Anderson, who won the Pulitzer for editorial cartooning last year, is on the line with us from his office at the Houston Chronicle. Thank you for joining us, Nick.
Thank you.
Are you having flashbacks of joy?
A little bit. It was a remarkable moment. I'm sure you know, editor and publisher leaks a list every year of who the finalists are, and there was one error on the list last year, and it was me. I was not listed as a finalist, and so the day the Pulitzers were announced, I was just sitting there in my office calmly doing my cartoon, having no idea that I was actually a finalist, and about 3 o'clock that day, I was at the Courier-Journal in Louisville at the time, and my editor's the editor's assistant starts screaming for me to get my rear down to his office, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, and I walk about 30 feet down the hall, and she's going berserk, and he greets me as the next Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, and I was stunned, to say the least.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're also joined by Connie Schultz. She won the 2005 Pulitzer for commentary, and her book, Life Happens and Other Unavoidable Truths, comes out tomorrow. She joined us by phone from Cleveland. Thank you, Connie, for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
And what about you? Are you having flashbacks of joy?
Oh, you know, I remember thinking, I wonder how long it's going to take before I get feeling back in my fingers and toes.
Where were you when you found out?
Well, I found out, as many of the winners I'm sure today had found out, you find out the Friday before. You're not supposed to, but apparently it leaks almost immediately. And I had just landed actually in New York. I work out of Cleveland, as you know. My husband and I were in New York to visit one of our kids for a surprise birthday dinner. And we had just gotten into our hotel room when my cell phone rang, and I could see it was from the plane dealer, but I didn't recognize the number. And it was the editor, Doug Clifton. And I immediately asked what was wrong because...
You thought you were in trouble?
Well, yeah. Or at the very least, I thought I hadn't won. I asked if he had bad news for me because I had been a finalist 2 years before, and I was quite certain I hadn't won. And he said, well, do I have bad news? Is it bad news to win the Pulitzer Prize? And so, of course, I'm getting very excited. I'm trying to talk to him. My husband is standing in front of me saying, did you win? Did you win? Did you win? So I finally nodded my head and said, yes, I won. I'm trying to talk to Doug. And then my husband started to cry. It was quite a moment. I will never forget it.
Why was he crying?
He was so happy for me. He was just so happy for me. And then the day that they actually announced it, I will never forget the moment walking into the newsroom, because the newsroom found out about 2 hours before, because once you assign a reporter to do the story that's going to run, everyone finds out, and I didn't know everyone knew. And I walked in, and more than 300 people spontaneously gave me a standing ovation. It was the happiest moment of my life in that newsroom.
You thought you were going to be the Susan Lucci of the Pulitzers, just always nominated and never...
You
never
start
get
to
the
have that
prize.
Fear, yes. And I just didn't want to count on it. You know, I knew how awful it felt to lose, and I just, you know, it really seemed so far-fetched to me that I was just trying hard not to even think about it.
Nick Anderson, did it change how you think about your work?
It made me more self-conscious and more determined to do good work consistently, because I didn't want to let my guard down. There's so much pressure on you, and all of a sudden all these eyes are on you to see if you're going to live up to the hype. And so to me, that just it motivated me to work harder.
That's not fun.
No.
I could make it the other way. Why don't you just rest on your laurels?
Well, it's not the way I'm put together. I mean, I've got 30 years left in my career, so I figure I'm not going to rest on my laurels for 30 years. So I used it to motivate me to do better work.
Well, Connie, you obviously didn't rest on your laurels either. You've got a new book coming out. But in the immediate aftermath, did you feel... I mean, you had a wonderful first couple of days, but after that, did you feel like you were under special pressure
to be
somebody other than you already were?
You do, and you know what? There's no one who wants to hear your headache, about your headache. Do you know what I mean? This is not – you just can't stand back and start whining about, oh, how hard it is now that I've won the Pulitzer. You know, it's really, Clarence Page told me recently, I ran into him, and he had won the Pulitzer several years before me for commentary. And he said, it's really scary afterwards, isn't it? Nobody warned you about that. He said, we should have a support group because nobody else cares about us except for those of us who won. And, you know, I mean, literally.
You're right. And my tears are not dripping. I'm not dripping with tears of sympathy for either of you. So, you know,
that's the thing. And, you know,
I
found out, I mean, Kate Medina, who is such a celebrated editor at Random House, called me the day after I won and said, we want to do a book of your columns. And that would never have happened had I not won the Pulitzer Prize. So I am very aware of the fairy dust that gets sprinkled, to quote Sue Gessler, when you win this. And you feel, I judged 5 journalism contests this year, and I did it because I feel like I had to give back, because I know how these awards change your life.
Do you have a, what do you get? Do you get a medal or a plaque? What do you get?
You get a tiny crystal. It's very pretty. You get a parchment that you have to frame yourself, and you get $10,000, and you get to be called the Pulitzer Prize winner for the rest of your life, no matter if you commit a crime, no matter what you do, that's what precedes your name. And I think that's it, don't you think?
Just seconds left. I'm sorry. Connie, where's your parchment? What room do you have it in?
It's in my everything's at home. I don't have anything in the newsroom. It's over my desk
and
at work.
Nick Anderson, where's your parchment?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Nick Anderson.
Or the crystal is.
Nick Anderson.
Or the parchment.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Connie. Nick Anderson won the Pulitzer for editorial cartooning last year. He's on the line with us from his office at the Houston Chronicle. Connie Schultz won the 2005 Pulitzer for commentary. Her book, Life Happens and Other Unavoidable Truths, comes out tomorrow. She joined us by phone from Cleveland. Thank you. And don't forget, tomorrow, Neil Conan will broadcast live from the Exploratorium in San Francisco as we mark the 100th anniversary of the 1906 earthquake. Join us at the same time. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.